you know, part of the underlying principles that led to the development of logopraxis was the question, you know, like if you were to strip everything back, what are the essentials of a church? What are the essentials of a church? So logopraxis, there's a method, obviously, but it's a structure that is light, a light structure that looks to support the life of people, their life in the Word, and to be able to bring that in a form which is able to nourish and nurture others, because that's what the church is. It's a living, organic being, and we don't take anything for granted. You know, that has to be reformed every time we come together, that it's not something that's sort of set down, and it only works if people are willing to apply the truths they're given from the text to their life. If that doesn't happen, then logopraxis doesn't happen. So we all have a responsibility to the group, to each other, to the Lord, to the work required. All of that is something that is emphasized in logopraxis, whereas I think traditional structures of organizational forms of the church tend to make people more passive. Certainly there are times for instruction, which is of a more formal theoretical kind. We need to get the doctrine down at a sort of like formatory external level, but the emphasis has to be on its practice, drawing doctrine for one's own life, not being given doctrine that we all have to subscribe to. That's a very different thing. So the doctrines state what the essentials of the church are, and it's acknowledgement of the Lord, acknowledgement of the holiness of the Word, and a life called charity. And it's interesting about those three things because they are so interrelated. They are one thing. You can't acknowledge the Lord without acknowledging the holiness of the Word. And you can't acknowledge the holiness of the Word without a life of charity, which is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So there's only one thing. Do the work, and the Lord will take care of the rest. You know, we have to be engaged with the text in order for the text to form our life and for our affections to be transformed and changed and to have the necessary structures around those so that they become a permanent fixture so far as our sense of self is concerned. And again, that only happens when we move from a belief in ourself to an as of self. And that's really the core of it all, is moving away from a belief in ourself, which is a belief that we are gods, to the acknowledgement that the Lord alone has life and that we have life from Him. That's what gives us our life. So we have a sense of self, and that is what is termed proprium. The sense of self that we have built up over the course of our lives is one that is built up on the belief that, well, essentially we are God. We are the ones in control. And this is what the world tells us, of course. And so this aspect of the proprium is built on a lie. And what the Lord does is He offers us His Word as the basis for thinking and feeling in a different way. And so that is the new man. It's a new sense of self that can be built up within us as we choose to live from what the Word says is true, as opposed to what my own judgment says is true, if you like. So these two things are there, and it's all the Lord's gift because it's all part of the process. But we can't avoid the fact that in order to lose your life to find it, you first need a life to lose. And that is that first proprium that's given, that first sense of self that develops through our life. That's what has to be laid down so that the Lord can be established. So that new heavenly proprium, which is built on the Word, it's not ours, it's the Lord's. But the Lord gives it to us as if it is us. And that is a shift from a belief in oneself as a self, and a belief in what the Word says is that we have an as of self, not a self. And in that way, we give the Lord the glory that's due to Him, who is the only life and ultimately the only one that has proprium or self, selfhood, And we have a self by extension of the Lord's mercy in that he provides that for us. And the choice is between which one do we want? Which one do we want as the basis of our life? And, you know, that's what we're put in front of every moment of every day.